Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. If you're still wistful over the end of the Bruins season, thanks to last week's Game 7 overtime loss in the playoffs, let it go. Put away the black and gold and put on the green and white. The NBA playoffs are underway, and the Celtics begin their best of seven series with the Hawks tonight in Atlanta. Joining me now for a preview of the matchup is WBUR's Doug Tribou. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Sharon.
So this is most likely the final playoff run together for the big three, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen. But there's a chance we'll just see the big two?
Well, Ray Allen has been having all kinds of problems with his right ankle. He hasn't played since April 10th. So his availability is really in question. We're not sure how much he'll play, if at all. And he might not be available for the first game. We'll have to see how things shake out. And it is sort of a sentimental moment for this group. Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen's contracts are both expiring at the end of the season. It seems highly unlikely that they would be back. So this is probably the last run for this group.
It seems like yesterday the Big Three era just began.
I know it. The win just happened in 2008. They went back to the finals in 2010, but I think this is probably going to be the end of this grouping.
Now, this has been an unusual year for the NBA because of the lockout. The season was shortened from the usual 82 games down to 66. Are you expecting any lingering effects from the tight schedule that the Celtics have been playing?
This actually might be a positive. I talked to Steve Kerr this week, who's now a TNT analyst, but he has five championship rings from his days with the Bulls and the Spurs. And he was pointing out that they compacted the schedule so tightly to get to the playoffs at the regular time. So those 66 games were really close together. But now the playoffs are back to a regular schedule. There'll be more breathing room, more time for recuperation between games, and that should be an advantage for a veteran playoff team like the Celtics.
Well, a veteran team, we could call them. That's a somewhat diplomatic thing to say. I mean, we could call them mature. And I'm curious, given the age of the players on the Celtics, did this shorter season actually help them?
Well, in some ways it did, in that they don't have to grind it out for as long, but the Celtics have never been particularly good with back-to-back games, and they were playing three nights out of five, that sort of thing. So they had some struggles there, but they got hot at the right time. They were 24-21, and they wound up with 39 wins by the end of the season. So that's a strong finish.
What are the keys for the Celtics in the Atlanta series?
Kevin Garnett's play is going to be critical. He's had a great season offensively, defensively. He has to get his shots. He has to get his looks. Rajon Rondo has to be the playmaker that he's been all year, doling things out. And at playoff time, you've got to hope that Ray Allen will come back. But even more importantly, Paul Pierce is a clutch player. He has been for years. He thrives in this environment. So big games from Paul Pierce will be a must for the Celtics.
And how about the Hawks?
The Hawks got some bad injury news of their own. Center Al Horford is likely to miss a good chunk, if not all, of this series. And that hurts them, especially with Kevin Garnett playing so well at the same position. So they're going to have to rely on big performances from Josh Smith and Joe Johnson. And they're really going to have to carry a load to make up for that loss in the middle.
Okay, Mr. Tribou, soothsayer of hoops, what is your prediction for the series?
I think that the Celtics have the depth and the playoff experience to get past the Hawks, but I don't think it'll be a cakewalk. They start in Atlanta, so I am going to predict the Celtics in six.
We'll take it.
Okay.
Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR and is a reporter and producer for Only a Game, which airs Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.